Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I assist you?
I just saw a charge on my credit card for $89. Two of them. 89 and 86. I didn't order anything.
I'd be more than happy to take a further look into it for you. May I have your zip code, please?
33021, and the name is Juan Torres.
You said Juan Torres?
Correct.
Or John? Do you is are or you John?
Or John.
Okay. Can you please verify your address for me?
611 North 31st Road.
All right, thank you for verifying that. Thank you for verifying that. I show that you placed an order with us for Clorexin RX as well as Testo XL, which are our male enhancement formulas that help with increasing libido, stamina, and blood flow. On February the 21st, you registered for a trial with us where you pay the shipping and handling costs to receive the product for an introductory 14-day trial period. But the account was never canceled within the 14-day trial time frame. So
it never said that. It never said any of that. And I read it carefully. Nowhere on the advertisement did it say cancel after 14 days. And I read it carefully because I've been through this before. I'm sending the order back.
It does indicate that it's a try before you buy basis, and you do have to cancel in order to avoid being charged. And you did say that you were over the age of 18 and older, and that you also read and agreed to the terms which gave us authorization to charge you.
All right, I'm not going to argue with you, okay? I'm sending it back. I want that overturned.
I'm sorry that you feel as if we're arguing, but I'm just providing with the information in reference to the trial and that the charges – I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I, as far as I'm concerned, I read everything on there, and it didn't say anything about canceling 14 days. And when it gets here, I'm sending it back, and I want those charges reversed.
Well, there's not any additional product being sent. It's been trying to attempt you multiple times, but have declined. You're paying for the product that you already have.
Listen, that is a ripoff, big time, because it didn't say any of that. So I'm getting ripped off again. All right, and
I'm sorry.
File a complaint.
I'm sorry. Who are you going to file a complaint with?
With Better Business.
All right. Well, the charges are in fact legally valid. We haven't done anything legally wrong in reference to the charges being that you did not cancel. We were authorized to bill you.
The company you're working for misrepresented online because I read everything carefully.
As a courtesy, our company will issue you a 35% refund of the charge, which is the maximum refund that can be issued.
Cancel the order, refund me, whatever, and you'll never get my business again.
Okay, no problem. Allow me a moment. Please hold the line.
What a ripoff. And that's how they get you. They false advertise.
Hey.
I'm still with you. Please continue to hold.
Yeah.
All right, so I do apologize for the hold. Those charges have been refunded back to your account and the amount of 35% of each charge. You'll be receiving that refund within 3 to 5 business days, and your account has been canceled.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting customer service.